This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated various completed projects and laid the foundation stones for development projects worth approximately 5,650 crore rupees at Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu this evening. The Prime Minister flagged off 5 new train services, including 2 Amrit Bharat express trains, 2 regular express trains and 1 passenger train. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the projects launched today are important for the future of Tamil Nadu.
Today's program is an important one for the future of Tamil Nadu. It is related to project worth 5,600 crore rupees. These projects are about infrastructure for clean energy, petroleum-related manufacturing, highways, railways and rural roads. They will boost energy access connectivity and create thousands of jobs for the youth of Tamil Nadu.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi launched multiple development projects worth about 11,000 crore rupees at Ernakulam in Kerala today. The Prime Minister also addressed the Golden Jubilee celebration of Akhila Kerala Devra Sabha in Kochi this morning. He also attended an NDA meet titled Viksit Kerala with Modi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the present global energy crisis has once again proved the importance of becoming Atmanirbhar. The Lok Sabha negated the opposition's resolution seeking the removal of Speaker Om Birla with a voice vote today. Replying to the discussion at the House, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah said, "It is unfortunate that the integrity of the Speaker has been questioned by the opposition."
Under the Constitution, the position of the Speaker has been placed above party lines and is meant to function as a neutral mediator. Yet, questions are now being raised about the very person entrusted with this mediating role. For 75 years, both Houses of Parliament have strengthened the foundations of a democracy to great depths. Today, however, the opposition has raised a serious question mark over it.
Earlier participating in the discussion, Ravishankar Prasad of the BJP said the opposition brought the resolution to satisfy the ego of some leaders of the opposition parties. He said leader of the opposition, the Lok Sabha and Congress MP, Rahul Gandhi should be careful about his words when he speaks abroad. Responding to Mr. Prasad in the House, Mr. Gandhi accused that he was stopped from speaking in the House on multiple occasions. After rejection of the resolution, the House was adjourned for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. Participating in the discussion, Rekha Sharma of the BJP said the Modi government is committed to the development of rural India and has allocated 1.94 lakh crore rupees for the purpose in the Union Budget. Taking part in the debate, Sanjay Singh of AAP criticized the government, saying that just 3.6% of the Union Budget has been given for rural development. The discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today shared with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov India's assessments on the West Asia conflict and related diplomatic efforts. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he had good telecom talk with Mr. Lavrov. Both ministers also took stock of India-Russia bilateral cooperation agenda. Joint Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, has said that India's crude supply is secure and about 70% of the country's crude import is now coming from outside the Strait of Hormuz. She was addressing inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. She said that the volume of crude oil secured by government exceeds what normally would have arrived through Strait of Hormuz. Rajesh Kumar Sinha, Special Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, said that presently 28 Indian flag vessels having 778 Indian seafarers are operating in the Persian Gulf. He said that the government is actively monitoring all these vessels and crew for their safety and security. And that is the end of this news bulletin.